Hallelujah. I'm excited that he's going to keep me. Hallelujah. For surely we are kept by the power of God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, open up to the book of 1 John. We'll get started a little bit early on our convention. The theme of our convention is corporate anointing. For we are one. And we are one. Amen. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, and the very first verse says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we." Look at your neighbor and say, "Now are we." Look at somebody else and say, "Now are we the sons of God? And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is." And every man that has this hope, do you have that hope?
Yes.
Amen. Do you have that hope?
Yes.
In him purified himself. That means you got to do something. That means you got to go to work. Even as he is pure. Listen to the 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth against the law. Sin itself is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Amen. Go to the 10th verse. "In this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and which is wicked slew he him, because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my children, that the world hates you." Amen. How many's heard that? We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we do what? We love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in who? Abideth in death. Hereby perceive we, what we perceive, the love of God, because he laid down his life for who? For us. And we ought to do what? Lay down our lives for who? For the brethren. Come on, put your hands together and give God some praise. We are truly at the end. We are. Only what you do for Christ is what's going to matter now. We've been playing these silly games, and we've been playing with God, and we've been playing with ourselves, and we have forgotten why God saved us and brought us into this world in the first place.
Amen.
That we might show forth his character and nature in this earth. God has given it to us. What are we doing with it? Amen.
Amen.
God has burned that corporate anointing on my heart, because it's so important that we begin to fellowship. That I don't mean just go all over the place, but I mean fellowship supernaturally with brothers and sisters in God, so that you can stand in the gap for them and pray for them. As we look at this, give me about 15-20 minutes. Really. "Behold what manner of love." Perceive. See, you got to know the word of God in order to be able to see. What kind of love it is that God has bestowed upon us. When you look at the word bestowed, it deals with committed. He has committed us to something, committed something to us. That means if he committed something to you, he expects you to do something with it.
Right.
What manner of love or charity or affection the Father himself or a parent has committed upon, or the word upon in the Greek is translated within, has committed or placed within us, that we should be called the sons of God.
Amen.
We are the sons of God. Amen. We are the sons of God. The word called has to deal with not just somebody calling you something, but knowing who you are supernaturally. We are the sons of God because we are the supernatural sons of God. God has translated us or transformed us or moved us into his marvelous light. So there's something that we have to do with this life that we have in God. That we should be called the sons of God. It says, therefore, the world perceiveth us not. I'm going to have to take a drink from this before. Listen to me. When it talks about the world, it's not talking about the world system per se. But it's talking about folks that are worldly.
Right.
That are carnal.
Yeah.
That are fleshly. Yeah. So, contrary to popular belief, that person could be sitting next to you.
Okay.
Sitting in front of you. Sitting behind you. Working with you. Living with you.
Amen.
They don't know where you are in God. Because they can't perceive where you are in God. Because they aren't searching out the hidden things of the Word.
Come on now.
But God is trying to teach you that are and do understand that you've got to go the extra mile in this thing. You got to press your way on in.
Amen.
They don't know you. How could they know you when they can't know Jesus?
Amen.
Well, whose problem is that? We are supposed to let them know who Jesus is. Not just with your mouths all the time, but with your lifestyle.
Amen.
You got to show them that this Jesus that we're living, that's living in us, is a real entity, a real power, authority.
Yeah.
How do you do that? By suppressing your beliefs, bringing your ideas and your principles of subjection to the concepts and the precepts of the Word of God.
Amen.
Is it easy? No, it is not. Because this stuff got its own mindset. Paul said, when I want to do good, evil is always present.
Amen.
I can never get rid of that joke. I found that there was another law operating in my members, wanting me to do wrong when the Spirit of God was trying to tell me to do right. The Spirit of God tells me I've got to love my brothers in Christ. And you know what? It goes a little bit deeper than that. Because you are the sons of God, if you think about it, look at who Jesus loved. Absolutely everybody. The prostitute, the whoremonger, the thief, that one that was jealous, that one that was envious, he loved them all. That means that you can't pick who you want to love. You just can't love folks that love you. It's quiet in here. They didn't know Jesus. They couldn't perceive what he represented and what he stood for. So a lot of times they're not going to know what you stand for. But you can't let that stop you from pressing in. You can't let that discourage you and stop you from running this race. And most importantly, having patience. Ooh, Lord, I don't like that word. I may not like that word. Because to have patience, that means you got to go more than the extra mile.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, beloved.
Beloved.
Now you know when you say that, it's a special appetite for them that are in Christ. So it has very significant and special meaning.
Amen.
Beloved,
Amen.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Not yesterday. Now. But I made a mistake this morning. Now. I had some bad thoughts just an hour ago. Now.
Come on now.
It started like me and Rev. I chased that man a quarter of a mile up the road because he cut me off.
Now.
And because now, I'm reminded that that's not a part of the character or the nature of God.
Amen.
So I have the ability and the power to say, No. Let me tell you something. This old boy in here, he is more prevalent and more powerful than he's ever been in life. Because as you get knowledge of Christ, he gets knowledge of himself. And he, guess what? He exploits all of your weaknesses.
Amen.
Come on, Pastor. Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Come on.
This old man in here, Rev, figured out how to exploit my weaknesses to separate me from the love of God.
Amen.
But grace be unto God, greater was he that was in me than he that was in the world. And God showed me that in spite of all that, I was still the Son of God. Get up off your duff and run back unto me. For now, right now, first lady, we are. The sons of God. That means you got to believe that you are. But see, it does not yet appear, Pastor Keith. The word appear means to render apparent. It's not apparent, Perez, that I'm a son of God. Because you remember the way I was.
Come on now.
You caught up on my past mistakes.
Come on now.
And not my present life.
Right.
So it's hard for you to see, Brother Tony, where I'm at in God.
Amen.
I found out, Brother Jonathan, that most of the pastors and the preachers that I talk to, that I fellowship with, they don't know where I'm at in God.
Amen.
Go.
I don't know where you are. But you know what the good news is? They will.
Amen.
It does not yet appear. It's not apparent yet. It's not apparent. But I got confidence in God. My faith is in him.
Right.
My faith is not troubled. My faith is not weak. Because I do know. I know.
Amen.
How is it that I know? Because of this said so. And I believe it to the fullness of what it represents. It said, but we know. See, the word we means that we've got to come together and understand together.
Amen.
That's where our strengths lie.
Amen.
But we perceive, we understand, because we create an atmosphere that God can dwell in, and we can see.
Wow.
That we shall be like him.
Amen.
When I know you're going through all you're going through, and you can still lift your hands up, guess what? You're going to be like him.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When you're sick and you show up to church
anyway,
right.
That tells me you're going to be like him.
Amen.
Or you got all hell going in your life and nobody knows it. because the joy of the Lord is still manifesting from within your spirit.
Amen.
And you still got a shout in your step.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And a praise in your soul.
Come on now.
You're going to be like him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you don't complain and murmur and bellyache about the trials and the tribulations of this life, and God allows folks to see that you're going through something, but all they see you do is praising him. See, you don't always have to praise him with your hands lifted up. You can praise him by walking in the midst of the circumstance with power.
Come on, Pastor.
My goodness, Mother Relevant. Don't nobody in this on this job like me, but I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I got to do anyway.
Yeah. Amen.
My family don't want me around because I don't party like they party. I don't do the things they do, but I'm going to show up anyway. Because it does not yet appear, but it shall appear that I know that I am a son of God. That means I can go anywhere.
Come on now.
I want to go and show forth the love of God in spite of who they are.
Right.
They got mad at Jesus because he sat with drunks and prostitutes and sat there and break bread and ate in fellowship with all these folks. If you don't go, how will they know? It doesn't appear yet, but it will.
It will.
Amen. How many remember that story Pastor Hartman told about Reverend Welton Lane? Used to sing in a bar, Welton Lane. A lot of y'all don't even know who he is, but nevertheless, he used to sing in a bar, making tons of money. $25,000 a night, I think he was making. Something to that effect. And he met them Hart brothers. And they marched right on up in that bar, just as big. Sat at the table, drank their pop or whatever they was drinking, and enjoyed the show. It touched his heart so much that they decided to come see him do what he do and not judge him, but judge him based on his character and what he manifested. He gave his heart and life to God, and he's preaching the gospel today. We have a work to do. We got a work to do. But I know when he shall appear, when he becomes apparent, I'm going to be like him. Because I'm going to be able to look past me and see him. I'm going to look past my character and see his character. I'm going to look past my nature and see his nature. I'm going to be able to look down into the old man, Sister Deborah, and see victory. And see the power of God. But you know what the biggest stumbling block we have is each other. We can't get by each other.
Amen.
This lady used to wear this perfume. It was the most ratchet stuff I ever smelled in my life. Every time I was around her, my sinuses just flared up. I just went ballistic. And I complained about this. I didn't say nothing to her. I complained to me. I just fussed about this perfume, this lady. And I didn't even talk to God. God, why don't you show her to stop wearing this stuff? So one day she come around and that smell hit my nose, Brother Little John. Sinuses flared up and I said, you know what, I'm going to tell her today. I'm going to tell her she can't be wearing that stuff stink. I got my courage up. And God went and go tell her, and the Lord said, if you do, I'll strike you here. And I said, That ain't God. God don't say stuff like that. I'm going to tell her today, sister, let me tell you about your perfume. I love it. And I said to myself, what the? I love it. About that time, it turned into a sweet fragrance. And I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me. She said, "You like it, Billy?" And I want to say no, but something in me wouldn't let me say no. And then she took me by the hand. She said, "You know what? I pray for you all the time. I pray that God bless you, your finances. I pray He bless you in your walk with God. I pray that He bless you in your home. I pray for you all the time, Reverend Dennis." I don't know, she knew I was a minister. And God said, "See, that's part of the brethren. That's part of the body. Look what you allow your senses to almost do to somebody that's standing in the gap
come
for you
now.
That
come
you don't even
now.
Know is standing there."
Come on now.
You better let Jesus appear. To this day, me and that lady are the best friends. You know she's still wearing that perfume. She's proud of it. Amen. I'm about to close. I'm about to finish. But when he shall appear, he, Jesus, the nature, the character of Christ, we shall be like him. The word "like" means to appear like as, in character or in nature. We shall be like him, for we shall see. The word "see" is spiritual. It means to perceive, to look past the natural and look over to the spiritual. It means you see it by faith.
Amen.
For we don't walk, we don't live by, but we live by. So it's through our faith that we are able to see that Jesus is doing something in us. That's why we have that testimony, "I'm a work in progress."
Yeah.
Because we can see the power of God, the word of God working in our lives. Transforming us by the renewing of our minds. Changing our heart. Changing our thoughts. Changing our concepts. Changing the precepts that we have in our life so that we can love folks.
Come on, Pastor.
In spite of themselves,
yeah.
And in spite of us.
Amen.
For William, we shall see him as he is. I shall look in your life and see Jesus. When you play those keys, I see Jesus. When you play that bass, I see Jesus. When you're on those drums and you get into it, I can see Jesus. When you're on that organ, Brother Tony, I can see Jesus because it makes an appearance, because now I can see the Spirit of the living God manifesting itself in what they're doing. When you do the work that God has called you to do, I can see Jesus because I know you're going through something. I know you're being tried like as into a fire. I know you got problems in your home, problems in your mind, problems in your body, but you show up anyway and you do the work of the ministry. You do what God calls you to do. People persecute you, but you pray for them anyway. They hate on you, but you love them anyway. They despitefully use you, but you help them anyway. Why? Because you recognize that you are the sons of God. I found out, Pastor Elvin, that I can do things that my flesh don't want me to do, because I can do all things through Christ which strengthened. The word "strengthened" is broke down in the Greek to mean enable. He enables me. But you have to decide.
Come on now.
Prophecy ain't going to make you live right.
Come on, man.
The word of God is what gives you the ability to live for God.
Amen.
It says, and every man that has this hope. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Look at somebody and say, I got the hope. Look at somebody else and say, I got the hope. Who had this, what? Has this hope in him. Hope and assurance. I have an assurance in him there. That when I see him, it's going to be here first and there second. When Jesus comes back for his people, you know what he's looking for? Himself.
Amen. Come on now. Amen. Come on now.
He ain't coming to see how well you done with your finances.
Jesus.
He coming to see, when he searched the intents of your heart, he going to see if you look like him.
Amen.
If you allow your heart to be transformed, your spirit and your nature to be changed, and your character to be changed by the word that you study, the word that you've read, the word that you walk by.
Glory to his name. Amen.
My goodness. I got this hope. And hope is also translated as a person.
Yeah.
The hope is Jesus.
Yeah,
I got him in me. He gives me hope. He lets me know that everything is all right. Not going to be. It's already all right. He lets me know that I can stand. Heaven can understand that I can still keep moving. He lets me know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper against me. He lets me know that he's for me. And if he's in me and for me, who? I got this hope. It's more than a word. It's a life. It's a person. It's Jesus. I got this hope in him. And because I got it, I'm going to purify myself. I'm not going to wait on some preacher to tell me what I got to do to get myself right. I'm going to search the scriptures and find out that I can do it myself.
Amen.
I'm going to purify myself. I'm going to say I'm going to stop hating and love. I'm going to stop complaining and praying. I'm going to stop bellyaching and encourage.
Amen.
I'm going to purify myself. Purify means to change, to clean up, to transform, and to renew. I'm going to renew myself. I'm going to do it through the word. I can't do it through anything else.
Amen.
I'm going to purify myself. Why am I going to do it? Because I got this hope in me. I got it in me. So I have no choice but to do what? To clean myself up. And if I do it, I'll be even as he is. Hallelujah.
Lord, know ye not that my word is pure, and those who put their trust in it shall also be pure. For I change not. Yea, that which bothers you and that which does not encourage you. Yea, I came and I paid the price and took it away. Yea, now ye have my hope. I am in you. And yea, I cleanse thee every day. Yea, ye need me every day, and I'm there every day. Yes. Did I not say that I'll never leave you, neither will I fail thee?
Yes.
Yea, I'm still he that come. I'm still he that is abiding. I'm still he that is pure. And yea, I'm pure to eternity. Yea, even in this world, I'm pure with my people. And yea, when you look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith, so shall ye be pure. And so shall ye be able to love. And so shall ye be able to love through the hate and through the pain and through the strife. And yea, ye shall uphold my word. And my word shall see you through. And thus you shall have victory in your life upon this earth, said God.
Hallelujah. My goodness, give me 5 more minutes. Right now, real quick. Jump up to the 26th verse. Hallelujah. Remember, I always tell you, the word of God interprets itself. It don't need us to interpret it, but he will sure appreciate it. These things I have written unto you concerning them which seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not let any man teach you. But as the same anointing teach you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and that even his act hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. No. These things that I have written unto you, these things that I have sown into your heart from the word of God, concerning them that seduce you, them that would lead you astray, them that would cause you to err. But the power of the living God that is in you, that you have received of him, it abideth in you, it revelate in you, it strengthen in you, it produce in you, it bring forth in you, that you might not have no need of any man to prophesy over you or to tell you how you need to walk and live for God. But at the same anointing that's in you, which is Christ in you, your hope of glory, all things, and is the truth, and is no lie. For he is the living truth. He is, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Hallelujah.
Even he had taught, you shall abide in it. Pastor Hart told me, I complained about the word. I said, Pastor Hart, this and that. He said, I'll tell you what. Get your own utensils. Stop depending on somebody. Stop complaining. Feed yourself.
Amen.
I started feeding myself. I started studying to show myself approved, not to man, but unto God.
Amen.
And I worked hard in the scripture. But you know what I found out? It don't matter how much words you got, how much revelation you have, if you don't abide in it and let it abide in you, you're still subject to faith.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you.
Amen. Surely this is the end of days. As I prepare my people to stand in this word that I have given unto them, as they search the scriptures and find out that it's a possibility that they don't have the life that they thought they should have in them, but as they derive that which I have given unto them and they take the truth and they apply it in their works and in their walk and in their speech, they shall come to an understanding that I am transforming them into that which I have already predestined, that they be conformed into the image of my Son, saith God. And as they are conformed or transformed into that same likeness, into that same image, with the character and the nature of myself manifesting within them, they shall come to even a greater understanding that he that teaches them all things is the Holy Ghost that dwells within them. And as they hear him speak, they shall stand up and proclaim that this is the day of the Lord. It's not coming, but it is now. And at that same time, they shall look at themselves and realize that the sons of God are here in the earth prophesying, not with their mouths, but with their walk and with their works and with their stance, saith God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My goodness, I found out that my biggest enemy was me. Because I allowed the very revelation that God had given me to seduce me and trick me away from the blessing that God had placed in my life. But because I knew I had this hope in me, in this earthen vessel, I was able to seek God and find myself back to the throne. Whosoever committeth sin, transgresseth against the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. When it's talking about sin, it's talking about that person. That old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ain't never going to try to live for God.
Yeah.
And if you submit yourself to him, you won't live for God.
Amen. Amen.
You'll live for anything but. And you'll never recognize the truth when you hear it. Jump over. 10th verse. In this the children of God are manifested. And the children of the who?
Devil.
A devil. When you look at that word, you need to write this down. When you see that word, you need to write down false accuser.
Yeah.
Or slanderer. That's what it's talking about.
Amen.
It's not talking about some devil that's red, got a pitchfork, and got horns on his head. It's talking about someone, an accuser, a slanderer.
Yeah. Amen.
And the same problem of it is, it's more of them in the church than it is in the world.
Glory.
Y'all better come on. You know it's the truth. It's more false accusers, slanderers, liars. Say it again. He is the accuser of the brethren. How can you love your brother when you're constantly accusing him of something? Even if you don't say it with your mouth, you done thought it in your spirit. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. So you can shout, lift your hands, fall on the floor, speak in tongues, do black back flips, and still not be of God.
Right.
Why do you think scripture say hell is enlarging itself? Hell was never meant for the saints. But things change. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Did you see how they clumped that all together? The most powerful question ever asked, who is my brother? How many know who their brother is? Some say our brother is only them that are of the household of faith. Some say my brother is only my blood and flesh brother. You know that drunk that you kicked to the curb the other day? He was your brother. Close, y'all. I'm through meddling. Neither he that loveth not his brother, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning. Yet ye heard that ye heard from the beginning that we should love one another. That means you supposed to prefer folks before yourself. Some of the most despicable people go to church.
Yes.
And every time you give them a mic, put a mic in their hand or give them a chance, they'll say, God is the head of my life. When they are the head of their lives. Because they haven't learned to love one another with the love of God. It says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Now, we covered another area when it talks about the wicked one, because it's talking about someone who transgressed against the word of God. If you understand, when they met Adam, Satan in the garden, he hadn't transgressed against God. Only person transgressed against God was Adam.
Right.
So Cain, who was of that wicked one, his father, who had already transgressed against God, he slew his
brother.
His brother. And it says, and wherefore slew he him? I don't know if you caught that, but it means he killed him twice. He killed him spiritually, and then he killed him naturally. You know how many folks in the church are killing folks, wounding folks spiritually? There are so many folks that have fallen from grace because somebody in the church has wounded them or hurt them or broke their heart. And they hadn't got strong enough in the word to understand that those things happen.
Amen.
And
amen.
They have to keep pressing toward the mark of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So he slew him. Because his works were evil, or they were wicked, and his brothers righteous. Because he was in right standing with God. Marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. Don't get offended. Don't take it personal. Don't get all bent out of shape because folks in the church snub you. Don't care about the shoes you got on. Don't like your perfume or your cologne. Don't take it personal. Just keep it moving. We know that we have did what? Passed from death unto life, or into life. Meaning that we no longer are controlled by our flesh, but now we are led by the Spirit of the living God. Because we love what? We love the brethren. I had a conversation, you know, they all, if they know you're a preacher, they always want to ask you what you think about homosexuality. I said, I don't think nothing about it. What do you mean you don't think nothing about it? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to think about it? Well, what do you think about it? I think what the word says. It's not what I say, it's what the word says. Romans says it's an abomination. That's the way it is. That's not going to change. But it also says you have to love them to health. You have the ability to love them to health. So that, unfortunately, that means that that's your brethren. God loves them. They true when they put up the billboards. God loves us. He does. He just don't like the lifestyle.
Right.
Just like he don't like a lot of my lifestyles.
Amen.
Okay, I took more than 5 minutes, but y'all pushed me. We know that we have passed or moved on or been transformed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. If you don't love your brother, you are an old man. The old man is in control of your life. You can't serve two masters.
Amen.
You're only going to serve one. Make up your mind which one you're going to serve. Whoever hateth his brother. See, we don't understand. Look, it says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. That puts you in the same line as somebody that shoots and kills somebody. If the word of God tells me if I hate you, I'm a murderer, I'm going to change. Because murderers are not going to heaven. A murderer will not see Jesus. Folks better stop murdering each other. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. He shall, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay our lives for the brethren.
Amen.
Verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. Don't let your flesh deceive you and trick you into thinking that they're not your brother, or that you can care about or love folks that love you back. You've got to love everybody. And is it a job? Yes, it is. It ain't easy.
Amen.
You got sisters and brothers that can't stand your guts.
Yeah.
Talk about you every cotton-picking chance they get. I stand in your face and smile and tell you how much they love you, when in actuality they like to stick a knife down to the top of your head. But you don't have to be fake. You can love them for real.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I have folks attack me and persecute me over the strangest things. And it's not God. I've learned that it's not against me personally, but it's against God.
Yeah.
It's all designed to separate me from the love that God has placed in my heart to have toward other people. My biggest shortcoming has always been that I love people. And a lot of folks have taken advantage of that love that I have for people.
Yeah.
But you know what? Whatever they've taken advantage of, God has always given me back twice.
Right.
So I've learned, in spite of all of it, to keep it moving, Sister Vivian. And count it all joy. Because this is only going to affect your life. You ever had somebody make you mad as a hornet, and every time you see them, they smiling at you? You mad at them. They done hurt you. You mad at them. But they smiled at you. He says, how you doing today? You mad as all outdoors the way they done treated you and done you bad. They just as happy. Well, my goodness. I got Christ in me to hold the glory. I'm not going to let you steal my joy and you walk around happy. I'm going to out-happy you. How you doing, brother? Man, I'm great. Glory be to God. I refuse to let somebody steal what God has blessed me with. And don't let you steal it either.
Amen.
Because you'll go home and dwell on that mess.
Yep.
And you will talk to yourself till you work yourself up into a frenzy and your blood pressure high, and they sitting at McDonald's eating a Whopper. Oh, they don't have Whoppers at McDonald's either. Burger King. It don't matter. It's when you get it, it's all the same meat. Everyone stay. It's all the same meat. Don't get it twisted. I love me a Whopper. Double meat Whopper, extra pickles. Making myself hungry. See? See how that flesh work? Amen. We're headed up, not down. We're pressing forward, not back. Because of the greatness that's in us, is Jesus. Not of us, but of Him. And if we keep abiding in Him and allowing Him to abide in us, we'll manifest the character and the glory of a king.
Amen.
All God ever wanted was to get glory for our lives. Amen. You know who could care less about you? Satan.
Right.
He could care less about you. Because he know already, as long as you serve God, he can't touch you anyway. Only thing he's concerned about is them folks that ain't trying to live for him. But you need to snatch him out of his mouth. Snatch him away by showing forth a love of God that's in your life for them. I tell people all the time, look here, I'm not going to dislike them because you do. You better get on. Amen. Take somebody by the hand. Father, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord. Which is sooner than the flesh thinks. If we prepare ourselves by getting our hearts right, allowing our character and nature to be changed and transformed into that which you have already predestinated, that we be conformed into the image of Jesus, or your firstborn. Father, our lives have been predestinated, conformed, changed, already called into existence. So give us the power, the ability to use the word that's in our lives to keep us and to strengthen us. Teach us how to love one another with the love of God. Therefore, love constrains us, and love overpowers, conquers a multitude of sin. Because love is greater than the old man. Jesus is greater than death. Life is greater than death. So, Father, you use us for your glory. In spite of our sicknesses and our weaknesses, use us anyway. Prepare us, Lord God, to do the work of the ministry. Not just in church, but in our jobs, in our homes, on the streets. Lord God, send us into the highways and the byways that we might compel them to come in, not with prophesying mouths, but with a prophesying life. With an etiquette that shows forth your power and your graciousness and your mercy. Father, prepare us, Lord God. Transform us as we renew our minds with the studying of the Word of God, as you strengthen and fortify us. Father, we praise you right now. And Lord God, I thank you that you touch and minister to these lives. I come against sickness, Lord God. Lord, there are swelling in legs, Lord. Swelling in ankles and in feet. Lord God, I come against heel spurs and broken bones and mending bones. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, I come against heart failure, Lord God. I come against, Lord God, I come against mindsets, Lord God, where the enemy is trying to steal their thoughts and steal their memories. Father, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I curse every disease, Father, that would try to steal life. And Father, I take the power and authority over Satan, who has those that do not know you. But Father, that you send them to us, they might be loosed from his bondage and realize that their biggest battle was within themselves. And you changed them, Lord God, into the coming of that which you are coming back to see. Search our hearts, Father, and create in us a clean heart. And renew us and put us in our right minds, that we might lift up our character and our nature before you and glorify you, that you might get all the praise from our walk. You might get all the praise from our talk. You might get all the praise from our words. You might get all the praise from every existence of our being, Father. Use us, Father, in this end time for the glory of the living God. Father, in the name of Jesus, hey, we lay before thee and we cry, holy are you. So have your way in our lives. Hey, my Father, I praise you for it. I thank you for the healing virtue that's flowing down into their bodies. For the deliverance, Father, in their spirits and in their soul. Father, we thank you right now. And we give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Somebody come on and praise him. Hallelujah. It's for his glory. Hallelujah. It's for his glory.